What was it like to go? I mean, was there any difference when you went back, like in the summers and things, for your master's? Being married, it had to be a different kind of atmosphere. Did you?
It was. And it, nearly every class that I had, that's because at Tuscaloosa it seemed like in the summers that's all it was teachers coming back, and you were with a lot of adults that were teachers also. It was really enjoyable to be in class. Of course, there were some that I was mixed in with that were just young, you know, that hadn't taught any yet. But it was really enjoyable because you were down there with so many other teachers that you knew, and the apartment place we live, that's where we met a lot of friends that we've had, still have. They're former teachers, you know, Bill Coleman and all. Our children the same ages, and it was just it was a lot of fun. It's hard though, because I know I tell my daughter now, she's thinking about starting her master's. I said, well, Tammy, we did it. We taught school all day, and you'd run just as fast as you could by the house, and you didn't have time to eat supper, and you'd go right to a graduate class, and it would go from 5 to 9:30 or 10, and you come home and get ready to go to school the next day.
Yep.
And you did it. I believe our classes met maybe 2 nights a week. And at one semester I took 2 graduate classes in that. One was on Tuesday and Thursday, and one was on Monday and Wednesday or something. And it was hard, but it was hard.
So you only really taught at the high school level for just
2 years. Right, I taught 3.5 years at high school.
So what was it?
Came over here in 1970.
So
right after you, that year I sat out with Tammy, then I came to here the next fall. She was a girl.
What was it like to start teaching at the college level? Did it seem that much different, or was it kind of...
It was frightening. I did a little substituting at Gadsden State that year I was out with Tammy. And it was so frightening. I thought, all these adults, and a lot of them were in there, were a lot older than I was. But I got more comfortable with it. And I don't know, it's just older students, but it's still a lot like high school. I don't know about being in high school, but it's because they're...
Well, I've seen you. Still have to hold hands.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You really do. And I found that even though I taught... I can remember one of the first years I taught over here, I had a lady in my class who was from my hometown that I considered as Mrs. So-and-so. She was always, she was 20 years older than I was. But when you're teaching them something that they really are there to learn and don't know, I mean, it doesn't matter if they're 45 or 15, I guess it's the attitude that the adults have that come. They really want to learn. They're not here to...
Do you feel a difference in the respect that your students have for you from different... I mean, do you find that younger students don't have the respect for their instructors that someone
really,
around the 22 to 25 year age?
They really don't. And I think that's the few that we have in class, like you're a married student, and the few that we have... You kind of balance that and maybe set examples for some of these, because I know I've seen you try to pick up and for these students that get up and leave stuff, and you tell them, quit griping, because they really don't know what...
And I was that way. I mean, I can honestly say I was that way, too. But I have a hard time understanding how you can deal with that as an educator, deal with the lack of respect for teachers, or just lack of respect for teachers' time.
It really is. And I was explaining to one of the teachers upstairs the other day, I said, Meg was one of the first students that I've ever had that actually said to me, Miss Chandler, you give these students a chance to do their work. You shouldn't kill yourself trying to, stay extra and all this. That's not your responsibility. And I thought, well, you're the first person that actually admitted that. I mean, to me, I'm at their beck and call. I'm supposed to just be here anytime they need me, and it shouldn't be that way.
No.
Because there's times I've got to do work too, and have to have a little. But you will realize it, and so few of them do. I mean, they want to know, why? You mean you're not staying Friday till 4:30 with me because I need your help?
Have you ever had students come back years later to see you?
And that's the first year I taught it. Glencoe High School. When I came to Jacksonville State 3 years later, about 4 or 5 of them that I had in high school home ed, liked home ed, and major was coming over here to major in home ed. That's great. So I had never had them as in a college class because they were seniors when I started teaching, but mm-hmm. a few of them were still here that I had in high school. And right now, I've gone to several of the schools when I've done recruiting,
mm-hmm.
and like one of the teachers right now that's at Southside High School, I had her in high school, homemade, and she just loved homemade, and, you know, and then I'll see these people at the state meeting. And they, like one girl we had, Karen Poole, she's working in the State Department now, and she was here in home ec. It's just so, to see these students that you've had and how well they've done, mm-hmm. and it's mm-hmm. just, makes you really feel good. I'm not tooting my own horn, my husband said the other day he was delivering to one of the elementary schools. Now this student did major in home ec, but at the time she couldn't find a home economics job, so she got a master's in elementary, and so that's where she's teaching. But my husband delivered some supplies to their school, though, and she found it. She said, "Oh, you're Charles Chandler." I said, "Linda Chandler." He said, "Yes." And said, "Well, I had her in Greenville, Alaska," and said, "I want you to tell your wife I've got three little girls." And she said, "I know that your wife won't believe this, but," she said, "I will never, what I learned in basic home ec," she says, "I've been using."
That's
and
wonderful.
I said, to hear her say that, because she did marry a lawyer, you know, and she didn't have to sew, but she said she loved it. It gave her, you know, at home.
Personal satisfaction.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
And just the few people, now there are a lot of people probably that have got negative things to say about you, but the few that you have that mm-hmm. say positive things and how much they've, mm-hmm. you might have helped them just a little bit, it's just real rewarding.
Have you ever gotten any? The negative feedback, did you find it? I mean, I mentioned this to you before about, like, through the women's movement and things like that, when the women's category job, did you ever feel any animosity?
A little bit in some of the high school, and even here, I don't know if this, but in high school, the home ec classes were always looked upon as like, well, you know, you've got the, you know, you want to
you can't do anything.
Yeah. You over there cooking. And when I go to the teacher's lunch, they want the kid, like, "You mean you didn't bring us any cookies today?" And I said, "Listen, we do something besides cook cookies over here in this department," mm-hmm. you know. And
was this women or men that were doing?
Men.
Okay.
Men.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget, and I guess I'm from one of the first ones that refused to do it when I was at Glencoe. Knock on my door one day, and this boy came. He had this load of draperies that had these chain legs, and they were draperies from the backdrops of the auditorium.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He brings them over, and he says, "Here, Coach sent me over here to have you sew up these holes in these curtains." I said, "I'm not sewing up any curtains on my seat." I said, "That needs to have a heavy-duty sewing machine." I said, "There's chain weights in the bottom of those draperies." And I said, "We would tear up these machines." He said, "Well, who just sent me over here?" And I said, "Well, you pile them right down there in the hall, because you're not going to bring them in here to my room." Oh, he went tripping back, and the man, he said, "Well, I just didn't understand, you know." He said, mm-hmm. "I didn't know your machines wouldn't."
But what if your machines had? Would you still have done it?
No. I just said, another thing. Okay, the janitor swept all the rooms in the school over at Glencoe. But in the home ec department, they said, "We're not going to clean it because you need to be teaching those girls to sweep." I said, "Those girls know how to sweep. We have other things to do in here." So I said, I'm not stopping my class 15 minutes before so they can sweep the room.
But that's a woman's job.
But that's supposed to be a woman's job.
The attitude of that time.
Mm-hmm. Also, I guess I really got furious, but at Plainview High School, where I was there for only a half a year, it's a very country school. It's even more so than Glencoe. So up there, I found out, you graduate from high school, then you get married and you have children, and that's all it was, because my husband and I had been married half a year when we got up there, and they were, "When are you going to start your family?" That's all the questions were. You mean, and the goals, they had no goals of college or anything, just graduate and get married and learn to cook.
And have that home ec class so that they can take care of their husbands.
Just take care of their husbands mm-hmm. and kids. And that's all it was. Well, I hadn't been there a month till they said, "Okay, we're fixing to have a football banquet." And it says, and they just came out and said, "Well, the home ec girls have always done serving." I said, "Well, okay." So I didn't know any better, and I just asked for volunteers from the students. Well, all these little hands shot up because they thought they'd get to see all the football players, you know. So they shot their hands if they would serve. So the night of the banquet, there we are, a lunchroom full of players, teachers, everybody, and I had two students to show up. Well, I panicked. I go jump in the car. I was new to the community, so I didn't know. I tried to find where some of them live, so I thought they might did not have a way. Went to pick up one girl and said her mama wouldn't let her come, you know. So there I am. I go back up there, and some of the lady faculty members had to get up, and we had to serve. So after that, I told the students, I said, evidently up here it's required, and I said, as far as I'm concerned, since if we've got to do it, it's going to be part of if you volunteer to do it, it's going to be part of your grade. But then when I came to Glencoe, I said, don't expect the home ec girls to do the serving. I said, I don't mind bringing refreshments to faculty meetings and having little parties I love doing that for the faculty for Christmas and things. But I said, I want it to be something that's my choice. Not that you would come over here and say, okay, what you got for us today?
It would be like the woods class having to go and fix something in the building.
Right, they just expected it. Right. If we did a lab in class one day and we did bread, they expect me to do extra bread to bring for them every day. I said, I'd be glad. You know, I said, there's special occasions that I would bring things, but I said, we're not, my students don't just prepare food to bring over here. When they prepare, they want to eat it themselves, rather, right. You know, so. Well, it's changed, I think it's, but still, home ec teachers are still.
Well, you know, we discussed in my professional development class about changing the name, that when this department was developed, that the idea of putting Family and Consumer Sciences, using that instead of a home economic.
I do think that's helped.
I think so, too. Researching some of the northern colleges, they use Family and Consumer Sciences.
And I'm sure Dr. Yelkin told you that they hope the national is hoping to adopt that name.
Yes. So it's better.
Because with male students, home economics, mm-hmm. you know, but that has changed. I did recruiting for for the last 2-3 years. I would say of the 18 schools I visited, all of them had mixtures of boys and girls. And in several of the schools, there were more males in the class than there were females. Yes, and they were not just
the
flunkies, right. Okay. They did have some good students. A lot of them had some of the athletes that were, you know, that mm-hmm. were outstanding, the president of the student council and things. So it's not just a dumping ground like it used to be. It used to be that just you didn't have. The only thing is that so many of the schools have gone to these academic diplomas that they have to get so many academic courses to graduate with a diploma with that they have very few electives, you know, and so
they're taking something different.
Right, they don't get a chance to take any home ec courses. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. not that they don't want to, but that's, I wish that would change. It's not anything.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
But when I served on an accreditation, Southern Association Accreditation Committee up at Crossville High School, where I went to high school. I went back and I was observing the home economics teacher, and, you know, to see if they were accredited. One question I asked as a part of it wasn't really a weakness in the home economics program. That's what we were supposed to do, be evaluating their programs. I said, the only thing I see is you don't have enough male students mm-hmm. in your home economics programs up here. Now, this was about 7 or 8 years ago. Maybe they have more now. But still up there, they're still very, very rural, and I think it's harder for them to accept that boys can take home economics.
Mm-hmm.
And the home economic teacher said, we still here have a hard time convincing the parents that it's okay for their sons to take home economics, that it's not sissy. But
when I went to school in 82, I took a home when I was a senior in high school, took a home economics course. No, actually, I'm sorry, that was 80. And there was 4 senior boys, 5 junior boys, and about 6 girls. It was mm-hmm. majority boys, and I think the idea was there. They got to eat, mm-hmm. and they got to get out of another class. But I found out that a couple of those actually went through and became cooks mm-hmm. and chefs. because of that class. They realized they enjoyed it. But I think, do you think that recruiting could be improved in our department?
Right. And we've tried our best. And in any of the recruitment tape, we don't have a tape. I've made slides. I've made sure that we show that we do have a lot of male students. And I've really tried to show them that, well, merchandise, and if they just look at who designers and all are now, there's so many males in that field.
Yes.
And food service and restaurant and food service management, it's just...
It's all male.
It's all
very
male.
Male dominated.
So,
yes.
I mean, it's not a field that we say that, okay, it's just... sissy, you're not masculine. It's not that way. And I think they're seeing it more now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just still hard for Southern... people to accept it. I think it's maybe not so much, but in other parts of the country, maybe it's not that way. I don't know. They still think it's so not macho or something to go sit at a sewing machine.